Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Just this morning, pondering the goodness of God and the greatness of the things that He allows us to experience. Where would life be without God? We would be nowhere, heading backwards. Such a blessing to think about where God has brought you from, to analyze and to recognize, even in your times of your folly, that God has always been there. It's always been available for us, to us. Good morning, Cuz Edward Carr, I see you, Doc. And we just want to make sure that we keep ourselves on the straight and narrow when it comes to talking about an all-awesome, almighty, and all-powerful God. Good to see you, Big Joe. Again, we are broadcasting this morning. Charles Samuel Willis, good to see you this morning. We're getting ready to go into our prayer. I always like to take a look at scriptures, and I was looking at the one that we dealt with yesterday, which is one I just am enamored with. So we'll probably take a look at that one again today. All right. So what I would like to do is make sure that you guys are doing well. If you want to call in with your prayer request, you can call 619-924-0767, 619-924-0767. We'll take your prayer request right there. Good to see you, Janice Southwood. Praise God for you this morning. Again, we will take a look at the scripture. And if you can share this video, it would be very much appreciated. We're going to take a look at Psalms 1. Again, that's one of my favorite scriptures. And then John 3:16. But Psalms 1 is one you probably should take a look at each day. Think about it as you go through your day. And then John 3:16. Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Good morning, sis. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. One of my favorite scriptures. I read this practically every day just to open up my mind and just to allow me to remember how blessed I am and to make sure that I stay on the right path. It's just always good to remind yourself. And then one of the favorite, most quoted scriptures known throughout the land, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might
be saved. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer on this morning. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking you the best that we know how. Thanking you for the rain and thanking you for the pain. Father, we're thanking you for just being our God, for beside you there is no other. Father, we know that you are an awesome God, for you do great things. You always have, and you've always looked out for us, even in our folly, that what we don't remember, we don't do what we need to do. And even when we do understand that we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing, Father, but you still are a great protector. You're still there for us in times of trouble, in times of difficulty. And so, Father, for that we want to say thank you. Father, we're in the middle of what appears to be summer, and we're finally getting some decent weather, 90-degree weather, on a consistent basis, and we're thankful for that. But I also understand that it takes a look like the river seems to be really high, not only the Chicago River, but the Lake Michigan seems to be extremely high and seems to be flooding everywhere, aerial flooding everywhere, and some parts of people's basements and et cetera, Father. So praying that safety will take place in those regards, and that you will continue to hold folks up. Father, we come to you in regards to those that are here with us this morning, asking to continue to strengthen them and bless them in the ways you know they stand in need of. Praying for my cousin Edward Carr, continue to bless him and the family in ways that you know he readily stands in need of, that he will continue to hold on to, be strong, and continue to do the things that he needs to, and look to you in times of struggle, in times of trust, that he will continue to hold on just a little while longer. Father, we're coming to you in regards to Big Joe this morning, asking you to bless him and keep him in ways you know he stands in need of. Father, continue to strengthen him and bless him in all walks of life, that he will continue to stand strong. He is a powerhouse, Father, and we just ask you to continue to be with him as he stays in praise mode. Amen, somebody. We need to stay in praise mode. And as he stays in praise mode, stays in prayer mode, Father, recognizing that every day belongs to you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Father, we're asking you to continue to strengthen him as he continues to teach his son. Again, we're thankful for the things that you've done in his life and thankful for the experiences he's had, for all things work together for the good and the love of the Lord according to your purpose. And so we ask you to continue to help him to share that those experiences, positivity, and even those experiences sometimes of negativity, things that have happened that will continue to keep youth today on the straight and narrow. Father, we also thank you for the opportunities that you give him at the School of Rock to continue to teach bass guitar to people, but not only understanding that music is a lifestyle, it's a discipline, and our lives can be disciplined if we continue to move forward. Discipline is so important because it requires obedience, requires meditation, requires honoring the pauses or the spaces of our life. So, Father, we're asking you to continue to strengthen him and be able to accentuate throughout all the different genres and all the different people he comes in contact with, that you will continue to bless him and keep him in those regards, and use him in a way that he's never been used before. Father, we're coming to you in regards to Charles Samuel Willis. We ask you to bless him and keep him. Good to see all of you up watching this morning. Continue to strengthen him and bless him in ways that you know he stands in need of. Be with his family, be with his health, be with his work, the things that he touches, Father. We ask you just to mighty-size them, continue to bless them and magnify them and prosper in ways that you know he readily stands in need of. Then we also come to you in regards to Janice Southwick this morning, Father. I ask you to bless and keep her in ways she stands in need of. Continue to stay with Rose and continue to help her as she goes forward. Be with her family. Be with the things that she does. Honor her throughout the course of this day, Father, that she will continue to stand strong. Good to have her up this morning. Great friend. Went to school together. And also, Father, we just ask you to continue to bless her in the many walks of life and things that you know that she readily stands in need of. Coming to you in regards to Edwin Edwards, Father, we ask you to bless him and keep him in the way you know he stands in need of. Strengthen him and bless him on an everyday basis, Father. Continue to help him stay on the straight and narrow, and continue to have him study your word and find the golden nuggets of your word, even during difficult times. Father, a great young brother, and we ask you just continue to be with him in his daily walk. Continue to help him in his work, that his work will continue to stay strong. And then we're praying for Ishmael Sang, who typed in and said that he wanted prayer this morning. We ask you to continue to bless him and keep him, because Ishmael says prayer changes things. Amen, somebody. Prayer changes things. See Sister Rhonda up this morning. Good morning, Sister Rhonda. Say good morning, Brother Phoebe. Praise God for you. Praying for Sister Rhonda and her family. We're praying for her individually as well as collectively. See that God is blessing her. It looks like that Facebook, that she's gotten her brand new ruby red car. Amen, somebody. And so it's good to have new wheels, even if they're new to you, and continue to be able to bless them and be able to move and move around with the young folk and et cetera, because she has some youth there, Father. So we're praying for her children, Jarrell and Montrell and Didibu and Brianna. We ask you to bless them and keep them in ways that you know they so readily stand in need of. Brianna graduated, I think, this year, Father, and we just ask you to continue to strengthen her as a young lady as she will continue to grow and continue to understand, and not just her, but all the youth there and all the people they come in contact with. Sister Rhonda is the glue. They're on the trove of youth that are there, and we've been over there and been able to have a Bible class in their homes, have worship service in the home, and we'll also they come to the Y and et cetera. And so, Father, we just ask you to strengthen them and bless them, praying not only for Sister Rhonda, but praying for Leonard. And we're asking you, Father, that to be your will and your way, to grant them favor as they start to move their mindset towards matrimony, if that is what you have planned for them, Father, and spending the remaining of their soulmate life together. Father, we're praying also that they will be under the umbrella of you and do the things the right way to receive the blessings, for we've always have dealt with the difficulties of life, and Satan's always busy, and our arms are too short to box with you, Father. So we ask you to continue to just wrap your covering around us. We're just praying for safety, praying for health and prosperity, praying for Mom Rennie this morning. I ask you to continue to bless her and keep her where she stands in need of. Father, as you continue to strengthen her in various ways, Father, we're praying that that she doesn't lose track and does not lose hope. As you continue to hold on to the bloodstained banner for Christ in spite of, continue to be strengthened accordingly. Father, we're praying for Christine and Scooter this morning. Anthony, Harrison, we ask you to bless the Harrisons and strengthen them in the ways that you know they're ready to stand in need of. Aaron and his wife as well, and all the chillins there. Father, we just ask you to continue to be with them. Be with that great family, Father. Continue to strengthen them and bless them. It's just it's a blessing to be their pastor for many years. And it just feels so good to be able to reconnect. And my wife always talks with them, et cetera. But for me to be able to reconnect with them, Father, and hopefully we'll be your will and your way, we'll be able to get centered again and do a few other things for your glory. And so we're just so thankful, for we know that you are the center part of our life. Now we're praying also for Brenda Gotchett this morning. We ask you to be with Brenda and strengthen her in ways that you know she stands in need of. We don't want to be remiss. We want to continue to pray for those 6 new souls that were baptized at the Missouri Church of Christ. I ask you to continue to bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. Good morning, Sister Nia. We're praying for Nia Violet Compton this morning. I ask you to bless her and keep her where she stands in need of. Luke Jr. and Trey, they're doing a marvelous job of of raising this new preacher or a new song leader, whatever he's going to be. But he has a temperament already of worship, and I just love that about him, and love the joy that I see in those that are around him, and his grandparents, and his dad, and his mother. Father, just continue to strengthen them and bless them, for Satan wants to get busy, but he really has not a foothold. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen them in the Far West congregation in ways you know it so rarely stands in need of, and be with us in our difficulties of life. Praying for my friend Melvin Smith, bless him and keep him in the way he stands in need of him. Also, for Jerry Porter, I got a chance to see him the other day, and Jerry had me cracking up, but we haven't talked in, maybe 20 or so years. And so, Father, it's good to just reconnect. And ask you just to bless him and keep him and strengthen him. He's out in Indiana. Be with him in his music, him and Kenny Kinsey, and the work that they're doing with the Funky Mojos. Continue to bless them and keep them, but also keep their minds sound, safe, that they were able to share your goodness with people in between the spaces. Praying for Darlene Shaw and for Eddie Van Shaw, and ask you to bless them, and for Mom Shaw, bless them and where they stand in need of as they're taking care of their mother. Father, such a noble thing, and ask you to strengthen them and bless them in ways that you know they so readily stand in need of. And be with Van as he carries on the torch of his dad. He's Eddie Jr., and from my teacher, Eddie Shaw Sr. So I ask you to bless him and keep him and strengthen him, and continue to open up doors for him that he will be able to provide and also be able to share with many people. I pray for Carl Davis this morning. I ask you to bless him and keep him and strengthen him in the way he stands in need of. Always praying for my brother, from another mother, brother Luke Miles Sr. Continue to strengthen him and bless him in the way he stands in need of and all the work that he does. We so much appreciate him. Sister Kim, whose birthday is here. This is birthday week, and so continue to bless her and keep her. And she continues to enjoy her time. Thank you for my cousin, Lachelle, whose birthday was yesterday, Father, and I saw the post that she enjoyed from the good time. We're actually strengthening her and bless her in ways she stands in need of. Praying for the Gillises, brother and sister Gillis, in the 51st Street congregation, asking you to bless them and keep them, ways they stand in need of, strengthen them accordingly, and be with their health. Praying for 51st Street in general, and then also praying for Patrick and Deidre English, who are assistant ministers and wives right there at the 51st Street congregation. Bless her, keep them in the ways they stand in need of, and continue to open up doors for them, and for them not to get heavy, not to get weary, but to continue to stay on the straight and narrow as they pave a way, and in a great position to do some great work right there and 51st and Loomis. And so we're so thankful for that, Father. Praying for Christella Jones as well. Continue to strengthen her, bless her in ways that you know she really stands in need of. Always praying for my musician friends, Brother Rico McFarland. Father, but a special prayer this morning is on my heart for Andre Taylor, brother that's been around for years, brother that's played so much for years, and ask you to continue to bless him and keep him and strengthen him in ways that you know he readily stands in need of. Father, we ask you to continue to touch his heart, but also understand it seems like he has something that's came over him physically that he's not going to be able to play guitar any longer. And I know after all these years and be able to communicate with and et cetera, I thought I read something that said that he was having problems, he was denouncing cancer and also denouncing MS, muscular, multiple sclerosis, I think it is. So I don't know if that was something that he has going on in his body, but whatever's happening in his body, Father, we're asking you to continue to bless him and keep him ways that he stands in need of. My wife talked to me about one of her instructors, and we're praying for him as well. I think it's Trent or it might be Greg, but Father, health issues that are going on, that the doctors are still trying to find out what's happening. Looks like you're in great health and good shape, and so we're asking you, Father, that you bring to fruition so that he can at least have a mind ease to start to work in the direction of something by not knowing what's going on. That can be difficult, Father. So it's my prayer that you will bring to his bring to notation and to the forefront what it is that needs to be worked on. Good to see my mother this morning. I see that she's on, always praying for mom. Ask you to bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of, for my brothers and sisters, Shanice and Shawan, who's going to have a grand opening on Saturday. If I was in that area, I'd pop in and surprise her. We're praying that it goes well for her. Father, I'm praying for their families as well. I was praying for my sisters, Lois and Phyllis. Continue to bless them and keep them, strengthen them in the way that you know they really stand in need of, and their children and their grandchildren. Bless them accordingly. We're praying for my brothers, Mose and Damian and Tyrone and Darnell. Father, I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways that you know they readily stand in need of. Father, we're all still dealing with the passing of my older brother, Arthur Osley Sr., who I know as Butch. Father, we thank you for the life that he's lived. And thank you for the joy that he's helped so many people, Father. We're praying for his wife, Bonnie, and for the children, and for myself and for others that are still have those tender moments, Father, that you allow us to continue to grieve, but allow us also to continue to move forward. And so thankful that you keep us rolling on just a little while longer. Be with all the lives that he's touched, Father, for it's still fresh in many people's minds. And his birthday was just a few days ago. And so we're just so thankful. We're praying for Grace Robinson this morning. I ask you to be with Grace and strengthen her in the way she stands in need of. I see my wife is with us. Good morning, baby. I ask you to continue to bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. Strengthen her in her walks of life. Father, continue to be with her as she goes to City Hall this morning. Father, to continue to represent you in a place that does not, that needs your representation. Let me just say that. A place that just needs visual and strong representation of Christianity. Father, we ask you to be with her and bless her. Give her the strength to climb, give her the strength to stand, and to give her the strength to love as you would love, agape love in spite of love, because the devil gets busy. And they're in a transition period because we have a new mayor and new things are happening, not knowing how long or when or how your job and stuff is going to work out, Father. But we know that our dependence is not on man, but our dependence is in you. And so I'm asking you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her in the way she stands in need of the communications and connections that she's made there, Father, the lunches that she goes on with people and just the friendships that she's made. We pray that they will go beyond the job and they will continue to stay forward, Father. And we ask you to continue to bless her, keep her. We're praying for her and Alicia on Thursday, who's going to be doing Zumba. Amen, somebody, and different things. And so we're asking you to continue to bless them and keep them. Good to see Alicia, the newlywed, along with James Gant the other day Far West. And I'm asking you to continue to bless them and their ministry and the things that they do, that continue to grow in you, that they stay centered, stay focused, and stay planted in your word. Father, I'm praying for the Leeches this morning. Brother Leech, Elroy Leech Sr., Sister Leech, I ask you to bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. We're praying for the Austin congregation as well. Strengthen them. I understand Brother Leach is stepping down, not from Austin, but from the Christian Service Center, I think that's the name of it. And Brother Floyd Barnes and his sister is going to take it over, looking for grants and et cetera, to not only work on the building, but to continue to move forward in the work. I think it does a summer camp and other projects throughout the course of the year for youth that are part of that congregation, for the community, and youth of other congregations as well. It's been a great help for so many youth coming through the program, swimming, et cetera, and being around Brother Luke Youth. So we ask you to continue to strengthen him and bless him in the ways he stands in need of. Brother Joe just sent in a message. Pray for Herb Walker. He might be joining me in the SOR. Don't know what that is. So, oh, School of Rock. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, Big Herbie. That's my brother. I ask you to continue to be with Herb Walker and his dad, his mother, that are still living. And Herb's chip off the old block. Him and his dad, he emulates him so much. And his dad, I think, is in his 90s now, but still holding on. And we're praying for Susie, who deals with the Bud Billiken parade. And Father, we just ask you to continue to bless them and keep them in the way they stand in need of. Herb been my guitarist for over 30 years and played with so many people, from Don Moyet. He was part of Earthquake and Fire before it was Earthquake and Fire with the White and all of them guys. And so, Father, but just has just been a great support, a great jovial guy. Desert Urkel things. And Father, we just ask you to bless him and keep him, be with his life, because he's getting older as well. And although he's very energized, I know he had carpal tunnel a while back, but he's still holding on. But I understand that he also was dealing with some health issues, so we're praying for him. I think it would be a great transition for him to work at the School of Rock. He does stuff all over the city, and has helped so many people throughout the years. And so we're just praying for him, him and his family, and ask you to bless that to work accordingly, that they'll be able to share with others the greatness and the goodness of you. When I was sick, Herb was always one. All big joy to call me and check on me and see how I was doing. And we played music for 30-some years. I've been off the stage. Those relationships, a brotherhood, still goes forward. And I just appreciate them so very much. Father, we're praying for the Flowers family, and all the extensions thereof, not just the Flowers family, but I think it's the Bobo family. It's the McHenry family. And I was thinking yesterday, I think, Sam and Pauline Johnson. Johnsons are in there as well. And there's many other extensions. We're praying for them as they are going to be funeralizing the homegoing of one of the elders at the Maywood congregation. Great brother, great father, great grandpa. Pictures are just golden. They roll on. Just a great encourager, great culturalist and humanitarian. We know he's been battling cancer for a while. Father, you needed him. You called him home to glory. And so we're just so thankful to have time with him. But we're praying for those that you've left behind. Praying for his mother, who I understand is still dealing with some health issues. Father, and like I say, it's difficult for a mother to have to bury a son or bury a child. But Father, we're just so thankful that you used her as a conduit pipe of bringing her through. And ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless them in the ways they stand in need of. I saw that Shekiah put out yesterday, I call it Sister Sang, that the finalization, and it will be the funeral proceedings and homegoing will, the wake will be on Thursday. Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon from 2 to 7 at the funeral home. And it will be Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. There will be, if my memory serves me right, at the Maywood congregation, a memorial service will be there. And then at, I think it's St. Corinthians Baptist Church, 4822 West Washington, if I remember, right next to that cultural center, on that Friday from 10 to 1 p.m. will be a funeral service that will take place. And I think they probably have more space over there. And probably there's different denominations there as well that will take part in his life, because they've all known Paul over the years. And so that's a three-hour service that's been planned, and going to the burial site after that. So, Father, that's a lot of time and a lot of wear and tear on a family that not only has been going through it for a minute, but also has to pull through. And I'm praying for the grandbabies, the young ones, that don't understand, that have lost their pawpaw. Father, I know it's going to not be easy, but we're praying that because they are a praying family, because they're centered in you, and they live in St. Charles, but he's been a servant there for years. at the Maywood congregation. They would drive miles just to come there. Father, we just ask you to continue to bless them and strengthen them. And then more so than that, I'm praying not only for Keith Murphy and the brothers there, praying for Dante and his wife Helen, praying for Vincent, Sydney, and all those brothers that are there that are the leaning posts. But I'm asking you, Father, to be with not only Brother Murphy and the other brother that be with him, and those brothers that in the merge, but I'm praying for them to hold up the hands of their preacher, Neil Lopez, as he has to navigate them through and keep them centered with you. Give him much rest. Give him great energy level. Father, allow him to continue to stay strong during this time. Father, we're just praying for him and his wife. We ask you to be with them and strengthen them in the ways they stand in need of, Father. And we ask you to continue to give him preaching power and give him, touch him in ways that he's never been touched, that he'll be able to help that congregation roll on and move on upward and beyond. There would be the platform that's been set to them by Dual Gantz Sr. And the Gantz is wonderful, Father. And we're just so thankful that you see that congregation continue to evolve and continue to grow in ways that stands in need of under the leadership of your servant, Neil Lopez. And then we're praying at 51st Street. We learned my wife had down Sister Griffin and got in a car accident. And she had lost 5 family members. Lord have mercy. One is too much, but to lose 5 in one accident can really be heartbreaking. And so we're praying for Sister Griffin this morning, Father. I ask you to continue to strengthen her and bless her in ways that she readily stands in need of. Continue to hold her together and continue to strengthen her, Father. And we don't know what situation is in regards to everyone else there, but Father, we know that you are an awesome God and that you deal with the holes of our lives. Father, I'm praying for myself as I'm just number one, I just want to give a praise report and just thank you. I just want to thank you for the health that you're giving me, Father, and the healing that you've given me and the vitality and strength that you're giving me. I got a chance to get on my total gym yesterday, Father, and I had my first workout in probably years on that device, and just stretching alone, I could feel it in my back, and even through the course of my driving through yesterday, it just felt so good, the squats and et cetera, being able to stand up more, and so that with the compression socks and the various things I have to do, Father, is just, I'm on a good course, and I'm just so thankful that you cared enough about me, not only to die for me, but to not let me go, and to give me the ability to stand that I may do the work that you have called for me to do. And I'm just so thankful because it's a privilege. It's a privilege to be able to speak for thee. Father, bless me and my wife as we continue to go forward, as we continue to accentuate through social media and the different avenues you give us for Golgotha and for you. Through Golgotha Church of Christ, to be able to lift up your holy hands and be able to share you with those in the context and that we come in contact with. Father, we love you. We adore you. We're praying that the killing in the city will minimize. Praying that it will, that love will maximize and that we will stop killing altogether. But Father, we're just praying for Eddie Johnson, who is the overall the police force. We're even praying for our new mayor, Lori Lightfoot. Father, I ask you to help her to find out solutions to situations that that will help the city grow, and that the Black and brown communities will have more equal opportunity than they've had in the past. Father, I'm praying that our new treasurer will do wonderful. And just thanking you for the things that you've provided for us. For Chicago is not an easy place to live. Praying for the three souls that got stabbed on July 4th down at Navy Pier. Praying for the stampede of people that when they heard a firework, thought it was a gunshot and trampled over a lot of people. In spite of all the 1,500 plus officers that were added to our police force, still did not stop tragedy. So, Father, we must keep our hands, our little hands, and your big hands, as God requires, as my wife always says, that we will continue to stay strong and lift up the bloodstained banner for Christ. Now, Father, we thank you this morning. We love you this morning. And we ask you in Jesus' name that you will continue to be with us through this day. Correct us when we're wrong, build us up when we're weak, and strengthen us when we've been torn down. Give us the ability to stand and to be able to share your word as an example for you wherever we're at. If this will be enough, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You guys do something for someone that they can't repay you for. You give them Jesus Christ and them crucified. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Again, if you know people that need prayer, type it in on either on Facebook or send it in here. Or if you want to call in again on our Blog Talk line, 619-924-0767, we will talk with you this morning. Matter of fact, my wife is on. I want to see if she has any comforting words this morning or something. Let me give her an opportunity at this time. Honey, are you there? Marie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Do you have any other prayer requests or anything you'd like to say this morning?
No, you covered all. I appreciate you covering the Griffins and our scenario at the City Hall. And just continue to be with each and every one of us individually and collectively. And special prayer for you and I. That was beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Just want to make sure I give you an opportunity and others that call in on this line in the morning. If you have a prayer request, you can always call in at 619-924-0767. I see Kason Haney just got on. We ask you to continue to bless him and strengthen him as well. All right, you guys, have a great day. Magnify and maximize Jesus today. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at the same time, 6 a.m., for Good News You Can Use Morning Prayer Line. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Good morning. All right, I just wanted to give you an opportunity. I didn't know. It's all right. Everybody's half awake. I told Edwin, he's telling us to just, we'll call in from your bed. Ain't no problem.